First of all, your lawyer or your counsel, Aleman, referred to to delays in the demilitarization of the police functions and the penitentiary operators as well. This as a result of a need to continue with the fight against the infiltration of the drug trade of the narco traffickers into the public into the civil service due to decades of other administrations. The idea is that this is in, we understand this is in some areas and not in others. For example, the judiciary. So my question is, was whether the drug traffickers are still infiltrated the judiciary. Do you have information on this, and have measures been adopted to address that? But that question that I asked before has not been responded, to. Now, as regards nominations for justice in the Supreme Court, my question had to do with the selection of candidates and how you're able to identify 45 candidates. Among them, there were 15 finally selected. So you addressed that, but now the 15, is it the legislative power that then selects among the 15? And also, by what majorities, simple majority, qualified majority, et cetera. Now, the Council of the Judiciary, it was said that you are studying through a commission this matter, but apparently this has been pending since 2016. So I might ask the delegation how you, what you have determined to be the causes of this delay. There seems to be, is there a substantive dispute about this council, or is there something else that is responsible for the delay? Also, how does the selection process for regular judges unfold? That is to say, not the Supreme Court justices, but judges to regular courts. Who names them? How are they named? And how do they access this career path? Now, reference was also made to the important role played by the Justice of the Peace in rural areas. Mention was also made of the scant powers that they have in criminal matters and in civil matters, although your delegation has underscored the important roles played by these justices of the peace in small communities and the influence that they bring to bear. So my question is whether these are career judges within the career judicial track that play the role or that assume the posts of justice of the peace, and who names them as well. Turning now to reparations in the face of human rights violations, Mr. Nelson Molina has referred to the forthcoming compliance with the ruling from the Inter-American Court of Human Rights for human rights violation on the matter of human rights violations, but I was referring to domestic reparations or reparations for domestic cases. The prosecutors in these cases, do they not request reparations? Also, as I understand it, if a prosecutor, when there is no specific accusation, when the harmed individual does not request reparation, why would the prosecutors in such cases not do so? Are you awaiting the adoption of a measure by the competent authorities to make that happen? I don't really understand that situation. We have different information from different sources indicating that the prosecutors do not request reparations in the cases that they are overseeing for human rights violations. Domestic cases, I'm not referring to the Inter-American Court. I'm talking about the domestic judicial system. Reference is also made to the fact that it would seem that the Comprehensive Law on Violence Against Women is more advanced now, and it's in its process of being shepherded through Congress. But what I'd like to know is whether there is a temporary protection measure or temporary measure awaiting the final adoption of that. Now, also, is there a protocol? Is there a joint protocol or an interinstitutional protocol in which there are coordinated efforts between the police, the prosecutors, the healthcare officials, the idea, of course, being to fight against violence against women, because the idea is that these efforts will lead to the enactment of a comprehensive law to fight these crimes against women. But while you're awaiting the implementation or the enactment of that law, are there other mechanisms for coordinating the different institutions and authorities whose roles are brought to bear in such matters? I thank you for your kind attention. Thank you very much, Mr. Gomez. Thank you for your clarification. Mr. Quesada, the floor is yours.